5, 6, 7, 8.
Welcome to Minority Corner.
With an Eke.
And James. Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues.
Only it's more black, gay.
And ladylike.
Get it, girls. Girls. Girls, 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 girls.
And ladies.
And Mrs. Garrett. And her gays. Tootie, you're a lesbian? Girl. I support you. Oops, oh. I'm recording.
Oh, hey, you were back.
This week on Minority Corner.
What are you talking about, James?
Aneke, I promise you and the fans I was going to answer the question, why are you addicted to your sexual dating apps like Grindr, Scruff, and actually any of the apps at all? I'm going to answer all and give you some tidbits.
I forgot.
Some titty bits.
That you were talking about.
You forgot? I was like, going to answer. I was like, Aneke's on pins and needles, as are our listeners. And Aneke was like,
yes.
I forgot.
I've been waiting. She I've been waiting like, oh. At bated breath. And you know what? I knew.
She's like, I've been on my Tinders and my Grindrs.
And you know why?
Posing as a gay man.
Because, yes, because I'm a part of the Daily Mail. But we have a theme. We have a theme corner this week.
Is it apps and sex?
It's called Tech. Tech Minority Corner. Tech, tech, tech Minority Corner.
Teching it up for you and me.
Because I'm talking about text too.
Texting? Mm-hmm. Textiles?
No, just a tech company making a difference, finally actually listening to some feedback and making themselves less racist.
So they were listening to Janet Jackson's feedback song, and they were like, I know how to make tech companies less racist.
Yes.
Just through listening to that song.
Gonna check my flow.
Gonna check my white privilege, and I'm gonna check it. Awesome. Like, can't wait. Periods no more, periods no more. That's not the song. Well, let's figure out the real lyrics in the real life episode. Let's go.
Let's go.
My Asian persuasion. I got them all. And all these techs out there hating, cause I got you.
Yes.
When we don't know. We don't know the words, we just jazz it up. We just scat the words.
We kind of cluck it. It sounds like
clucking.
We're
how
clucking.
Dare you? No, we are doing old school jazz. It is ba-da-ba-ba-ba, get it, Janet Jackson.
See, you do. I will fully admit that I cluck. I'm like,
that is clucking. You don't, okay. It's you're a clucker. Okay. Now you're just speaking in bite. Now you're just dying. You're
okay.
Now you're choking your chicken, not to be confused with masturbating.
Clucking.
Clucking your chicken.
It's a new style of singing.
Calling PETA. Hi, Aneke.
Hey, James.
I see you and I hear you.
I see you and I hear you.
I said that to some girl on the dance floor.
You're what? Okay, so me and James went and got some french fries before we came and recorded. And James told me about, one, his weekend was amazing. He went to like 6,000 parties, was in Dolores Park.
I was on a rooftop party. I was in Dolores Park with the cast of my show. Champagne is disastrous. You only get 2 more weeks to see it.
Go see it.
This weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Club Oasis. And next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Club Oasis.
Yes.
Get tickets at sfoasis.com.
I'm going.
I'm finally doing a commercial about like us.
Usually I know.
My commercials are like, go to Blockbuster Video. It doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
So good luck. But yeah, I had a lot of, I went to some parties.
I know.
I was dancing it up.
So lucky.
There was a gay wedding happened.
Yes.
And a gaggle of, well, gay wedding happened, which was great.
Yes.
And then they were like, let's go to this nightclub. And they came to Club Oasis.
Yes.
To the Polyglamorous Party, which is known for being a very sexy gay man dance party.
Okay.
An offshoot of Burning Man. So all the non-burners came.
Yes, who were taking it off because this was Burning Man weekend.
They were like, you know what? Not gonna go, but I'm gonna, you know.
Still burn on at Club Oasis.
Club Oasis. And like, I learned something very true. So when a gaggle of drunk girls do show up, I'm not saying all of you do this, but statistically, I guess drunk girls fall down.
One I am not one of those because I hold my shit and I don't wear high heels anymore.
Some of these girls were on flats, so I don't know what the excuse was.
Yeah, no excuse. But I've witnessed it.
It was literally like, I just had not seen it because I've not seen such a gaggle of straight girls before in a period of time. Is that like the official, like a gaggle of geese, a gaggle of girls?
I don't hang out with people anymore, so I'll take it.
They just showed up and they're like, woo, I can get wasted. I'm surrounded by all these gays. And they were like tearing it up like they've never danced before in their life.
Oh my God.
There was like Hurricane Lady on the dance floor.
Oh my God.
Punching, kicking. And this one girl was like, clapping like she's just discovered clapping. Just
nope.
And then next thing I know, I look over, she's on her back, panties out, like turtle on her back.
I was gonna say, I love the term turtling.
She was turtling on the ground. She's like, I can get up on my own. And she was the first, and like left and right, it was like, girl down.
Oh my god, girl down.
And they were like double fisting. And
see, I'm scared of being that bitch. I don't want to be. I'm a straight lady, and I like to drink, and I like to party with all of my communities. And
you know when to hold it and when to fold it.
It's true. Very much like Kenny Loggins. No.
Just like.
Well, it's, who is it?
Oh, Pam Grier.
No.
Dolly Parton.
Fuck.
Kenny Chestnut.
No. Anyways.
Vanessa Williams.
Everybody's screaming it at their podcast right now.
Join in on the fun. Well, here's the thing. But you also know, what I do appreciate, these ladies get so wasted that they can't hang out past like 12:30. So then the rest of us had time to like...
They got just to go to bed.
We just had our dude time and it was a great fun. But yeah, I went to a lot of different parties, squashed some rumors. I had some fans come out to shows who...
Yeah, James got fans.
Some girl from like, who was on a cruise ship with me. No, she was a guest on a cruise ship.
Yes.
Was vacationing in San Francisco.
Oh my God.
Came to the show because she follows me on Facebook. Jenny, this shout out to you.
Street Team James.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, I don't know if you remember me, but I was on your cruise ship years ago. You were so funny and I wanted to come to your show and vacationing here from Seattle. Mm-hmm. And she came to the show.
Because you're charismatic. We were fucking sitting on the street in their french fries and like 12 people walked by and James was like, hey, what's up? Hi, how's it going? And I was just sitting there like a fucking country bumpkin. I think one of your friends thought that I was from out of town because he was like, you need to go to this place. It's a great San Francisco experience. And I was like, I know, I'm from here. I'm sorry, I don't look cosmopolitan enough.
You were wearing your cute little tank top with some holes in it.
It's a saggy-ass tank top that I was wearing under my cute sweater that I had to take off because it's hot.
Looks like you blend in right with the mission.
I look raggedy as fuck.
You heard it here first. Can I tell you about a hot new show that I'm watching?
Please do.
And I decided this. So the new fall schedule is kicking around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to watch any of it.
What, not even How to Get Away with Murder?
I'm going to wait until all... I'm a binge watcher. I have a confession to make.
These
I'm a
are
binger.
Oh.
Why not just watch one show at a time? So I've been watching, it's been over for like months.
Mm.
I've just been streaming Quantico for like the last like week.
That looks so dumb.
Here's the thing about Quantico.
Tell me about Quantico.
So those of you who are eye rolling, first of all, catch your side eyes, reel them back. And here's why this show is actually important.
Okay.
First of all, it stars a female lead who is, she's like a Bollywood actress.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's
beautiful, gorgeous. It's a, like, when has there ever been a female lead of a drama series who is, like, from India?
Never. Well, American.
I think, is she an Indian?
No, I mean an American series.
Oh, right, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure in India. I hope in India. I hope India's been casting some Indian leads in their series. Because now's the time, 2016 India.
Hello.
I'm sure you've been doing it.
Yeah, they've been doing it.
Here's the thing. They pretty much, it's not, it looks like a Shonda Rhimes show, but it's not. It's like
it looks kind of...
It is the Frankenstein of Paula. They took the formula and Shonda Rhimes has crafted an amazing formula. So Quantico is like, it's still got, it's a pretty much like a, it's a bunch of beautiful, young, like
sexy
20,
people.
30s, like actors and stuff.
Right.
They all have like amazing backstories and they've got secrets.
Yes.
And they're all sexy and they sleep around. But this one's like set in like a FBI training camp.
Yeah, Quantico.
Whereas Grey's Anatomy was at like a doctor's place. And,
yeah, now they're just old doctors.
Yeah, and like...
When before they were sexy students.
And so this is taking that. It's going back to its roots. These are sexy students.
Yeah.
But it then mixes in a little bit of like 24.
Ooh.
And then it puts in some scandal where it's just like conspiracy theory like galore.
What?
And then 24 where like anyone gets shot or killed at any moment.
Oh my
and
God.
Then How to Get Away with Murder where parts of it take place in the future and then it's like the past and how they all align.
This sounds a lot.
the first, it's a Frankenstein of a show. And just understand, if you're, I think if you're watching it week to week, it'd be frustrating. But if you're looking to binge watch something,
okay,
it's good fun. And the first 10 episodes, just get through them. The back
That's
half.
That's a lot of episodes.
Wait, no. The first 6 episodes, just
That's
get through
still
them.
A lot.
I know. But the back half, it finally found out what it was doing and who it was. And this is actress from Happy Endings who's on it.
Which one?
She played Damon Wayans as Damon Wayans Jr.'s wife. I think her name is like Eliza.
Oh yeah, Eliza she's Thorpe funny.
She's hilarious, but she's in this drama series and she plays not like a villain, but she plays just sort of like an antagonist.
Ooh.
She's fucking hilarious.
I'm glad
because
that she
if
got
you
some
understand
work.
Her humor, you're yeah. just like, and she's delivering these like, you know, Shonda Rhimes, these B version Shonda Rhimes
yeah.
monologues.
Yes.
The writing's not as good and the acting's not as good as either. But, like, she's so good at it. And Marcia Cross, they added Marcia Cross to the cast.
Oh, damn, she's still working.
Her Botox settled in.
Okay, good, because it was looking a little stressy.
The first episode, she was like, I'm not ready to shoot. Like, her face was not moving at all.
No!
But then they, like, after a few weeks, you could see, like, oh, there she
up.
Is.
Okay,
oh, there she
great.
Is.
A little eye
So anyways,
movement.
Quantico, you're getting the stamp of approval. I say... Because I'm giving up on, like, I'm not watching shows that they're coming out, so don't spoil nothing.
I won't spoil shit.
I'm going to be nine month late Nancy.
Okay, that's a long time, but
no,
we'll just try
title.
Not to talk about pop culture on this podcast.
We'll talk about other things like flowers and
exciting.
Sushi.
Yeah, that's going to be real riveting. But I do have to tell you, because I've been binge watching too.
What?
I am watching Homeland, finally, because I have never watched it. And you know what? That's a terrible show to binge watch. Because
good.
It's a good show, but literally my life has turned into a fucking CIA mind trap.
Is it interesting, ironic, that you're watching CIA show and I'm FBI?
We're on the same sort of wavelength.
Sort of, but mine's, you know, CIA, y'all kind of weird.
It's hella weird.
You just cry a lot.
And I'm creepy because, like, I was talking on the phone to my dad and all of a sudden I hear, and I was like, Dad, did you hear that? And he was like, no. And I was like, the phone's tapped. Who's tapping my phone? Who are they talking about? And then I went back to talking about boring shit. Because why would anybody be tapping my shit?
Because you're a host of Minority Corner. You have your finger on the pulse of America. You tried to rewrite the national anthem. Aneke, you
it's
are
true.
Like public enemy number one.
Yeah, but what am I doing?
I'm number two.
Why am I number
one? I'll let
one?
You be the Beyonce in this
oh,
situation.
Oh, thanks.
Get her.
Thanks, James. Great.
I'm just Michelle.
I'm the criminal
I'm just
Beyonce.
Michelle.
Also, I like how I post the Michelle funny video on your Facebook page and you don't even acknowledge it.
I took a break from Facebook.
Oh, you know who acknowledged it, though?
Who?
Your mom.
Love you. She'll acknowledge anything. I'm like, I had a French fry.
She's like, yay.
Well, here's my thing with Homeland. I'm just bitter because... she keeps winning the Emmy over Kerry Washington, and I think
that's
Kerry
true.
Washington is just as talented as Crying McDanes. That's her real name.
I have to... okay, I'm torn. I'm torn, James. Because you know I'm a diehard Kerry fan.
Kerry Washington's amazing.
I'm a
what
Washin-
she does with a chair is
Washamaniac.
Mm-hmm.
That's... I don't know, whatever.
No, that's true.
But...
we're all Washamaniacs.
Claire Danes, as much as... my little black girl magic heart is sad about, Claire Danes turns that shit out. She turns that shit out.
Okay.
But Kerry deserves a win.
Kerry should just... I think Kerry's working just as hard, and I think they're very mm-hmm. similar in shows, and I just think that they're both about, like, you know, government.
No, it's way different. It is, like, fucking... crazy.
Oh,
well, and there's titties all over the place because it's
what?
Showtime.
Way to bury the lead. Way to bury the lead in
what,
that
titties?
Case. That should have been the first thing you said is I'm watching Titty McGee on Homeland. Or I'm watching Tits R Us, aka Homeland. And then you, my interest would have been like this. And I would have been
titties!
Like, stop everything. I'm going to stop what I'm doing. Stopping the podcast. And I'm going to go catch up on Tits Homeland. Homeland titty.
To Tomland.
Titty land. So, well, that's what we've got. So we jump into our corners?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Let's do it.
We're still recording? Once, twice, three times a James A., it's your corner.
Do you remember what I am talking about? There was... could you have at least... he's giving me a theme song of like grinder phones scruffing it up. I'm addicted.
That's what I thought. You wanted something just to like warm it up.
No, I won't warm it up, Chris. I'm about to warm it up, Chris. That's what I was born to do. Name that song. Name that band. Crisscross to make you jump.
Oh, I was too old for that.
I'm younger than you by several years.
Yeah, I said I was too old for it.
My brother listened to Crisscross and he's older than you.
Well,
Crisscross was for everyone. It was for everyone. They did not see age, even though people tried to age pigeonhole them.
Remember when people used to like shave lines in their eyebrows?
Still do.
You don't.
You can't see it. It's
dark. Your eyebrows are beautiful.
So.
Grindr and Scruff. Addiction.
Ooh, that was good.
Thank you.
Bury the lead once again.
Very Dateline.
Aneke buries the lead.
Did I?
Again.
How did I bury the lead? Oh, with my song?
Yes. Start with the lead. That would have been a nice like bridge of that. Also, talk about Quantico.
We're back at Quantico! Done with
it. Gotta sell it. You need to start watching. You need to watch Quantico. You need to.
I'm watching Homeland.
You need to stop that mess. Okay. You need to support our Indian American actors.
She's so rich.
There is diversity on that show. There is every race is on there.
I'm going to say Homeland is a little racist. They need to tone it down Islamophobia.
And you know it's not racist? What? Quantico. They actually have Muslim characters and they talk about it. And she talks about the reason why she was racially profiled is because she was a brown girl.
All right.
They actually don't just like cast just based on race.
They actually acknowledge
the race. And they have an entire episode about like racial profiling and like FBI investigates like... hate crimes and stuff. And they're like, was this a hate crime? And they actually like talk about race.
It's okay.
Very interesting.
I'll give you that. And I will watch Quantico.
There's tons of ladies in the FBI. And again, it's just feeding in.
I don't really care
fantasy,
about ladies.
But ladies being represented on television and feminine, in the real world.
Feminism, what's that?
You guys, I don't know what's happened. I think Aneke... It's not her. She's an imposter.
Men.
Speaking of men.
Yes.
Let's talk about what they're doing with their apps.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
So this is actually, when I'm talking about this, as maybe some of you are not always on your Scruff, your Grinders, your Jacked, your Growlers, your Tinders.
Are you just making up words?
Your Rowlers, your Confidiners, your Dickers, your
you're now making
Titty
up
Fires,
shit.
Your U-Haulers. That's
I like
lesbians.
Titty Fires. A coffee meets bagel. That's one for boring people.
Ugh, get out of my face.
Actually, I know a lot of people that liked coffee meets bagel. Actually, I don't. I know people that tried it and hate it. So it's for boring people. Yeah.
Well, anyways, so.
Okay, sorry.
Basically, we were talking about this. You can also look into this of how you're just really fucking addicted to your phones. But
yes.
Specifically what it's doing with your social media hookups. And I'm talking to you, gay guys, and everybody, actually.
So I got a question for you, just to clarify.
Getting even started, yes.
Okay, so are we talking about dating apps or hookup apps?
Well, here's the thing. They're the same thing. You can call it, it's cute to say, oh, this is just a dating app, but
yeah.
It's the hookup app. But it's not even just about that. It's about how we're addicted to our phones. And
yes.
Why don't I go and talk about this, and you're going to draw your own conclusions and connections.
I like that.
So I ain't doing your homework for y'all. Y'all smart.
Do it yourself.
So think about this. You know, for those of you who don't know, these are places where you can upload for the Scruff and the Grinders. You upload pictures. You send
yes.
messages.
Hey, you.
You can see where they are. Who's near you? You can also filter results and based on for some of these apps based on like their race and age, body hair, body type, and. You know, which has its own. There's other episodes
we've already discussed it.
So
about
I'm not going to reinvent the wheel here.
Yes.
You can even woof at people or star them.
You can woof at people?
Do these apps truly make you happy?
I don't know.
You know, and I'm not trying to yuck anyone's yum or anything like that. I think that as...
We don't do that here.
I think there's good and bad with these. But,
We're just investigating.
As Rick Clemens of Your Tingo, the website he quoted, he says, you know, these apps in hand have become a new sort of masturbation.
Hmm.
You know, strong keys while exploring the ultimate edging experience. And it sort of becomes this sort of, it's this sort of sexual exploration. You get to see, you know, hot pictures of people. And there's a sort of fantasy that comes with it. And they're like real life people. And so there's this sort of fantasy that builds up with them.
Fascinating.
So this all came about because I discovered there's this article by Dr. Greg Carson.
Okay.
He's a psychologist based in LA, and he wrote an article called Are You Addicted to Your Phone?
Interesting.
And then he kind of examined it, specifically he examines it towards these sort of dating slash hookup apps. Call it like it is. So yeah. He said that your phone is an addiction machine. He says...
Explain it.
He says it's like having a casino in your pocket with lots of slot machine apps that continually beg for your attention.
This is true.
With buzzes, dings, and flashes. And then it rewards you for glancing it with little treats in the form of texts, pics, and likes.
Exactly. This is so true.
So Dr. Carson, he called this variable ration reinforcement, which he says is a fancy psychological term that means your treats come in unpredictable patterns, just like slot machines.
Ooh, Freudian slip.
That's what they are. Dang, I want a dick. So the more you play, the more your brain thinks something good is just around the corner, and eventually you're hooked.
It's so true. I just want to interject, not on the sex level, but at the high school, when I was working there, when we used to do like retreat things with the students, we would take away their phones. They, no joke, were fiending for it and were crying almost
like,
for it.
They're like jonesing, like sweating.
They needed their likes. They needed their text message. They needed their whatever acknowledgement.
It's how they get like their sort of validation of being like a human being, that so much of our life forces are taking place on these other extra platforms. How we feel, you know, connected to other people, and just that constant like refresh of new information. What's
so
new?
True.
What's new? Who's saying what? Who's saying what about me? He said, and then he talks about, so Dr. Carson says that dating apps are some of the worst offenders.
Interesting.
So he says, much like the generic slot, generic slot machines of Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, dating apps give you unpredictable reinforcements like woofs, unlocks, and matches, and lots of hey and sup. But unlike those other platforms, dating apps center around one primary goal.
Dicks.
Sex.
Dicks get
it. Sex. Well, it's not just like, but like, I mean, ladies.
Vaginas are, opening up.
Tinder, you ladies, just you're opening up yourself in many ways.
It's just more fun to say dicks.
Okay.
Instead of
sex.
Vaginas.
The quote is, primary goal is sex. That's what he says. Okay. He's the doctor in that case.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I mean,
we're just
there's the facts.
Listing the facts.
So he says that the resulting sexual arousal when looking at these apps makes us feel more powerful, more alert, and more alive. That makes the most enticing slot machines in your pocket a casino.
That makes sense.
Right? So then think about the same thing, you know, and text messages give you, like, the same thing, especially if you're dating someone new.
Right.
Or just, like, you're someone new in your life, right? That just sort of, like, validation that sort of happens.
And it's so true that it's, like, a slow drip.
Right. Yes. And just sort of starts and then just becomes this fiending, this addiction, this constant, like, how much we have, like, constant access to each other and these instant gratifications. And, like, how many times have we pretended that we're checking our phone to see what time it is? We ain't checking to see what time it is.
What are you looking at?
You're trying to see if someone texted you or if you got a little new
whoop. Oh, yeah.
You glance at your phone. I'm just, in your mind, you totally tell yourself, I'm just going to see what time it is.
And then you're checking to see if so-and-so texted you back.
Or if someone, like, messaged you. Or in case of these dating apps, like, thank God you've dodged this bullet. But, like, they get so engrossing because it sends you, like, more and more refreshes of, like, new people in the area.
See,
and, like, new matches.
I
and, like,
miss this. How,
you're welcome. You're fucking welcome.
I literally started dating Andrew right before Tinder came out. So I missed all of that. I don't even think OkCupid was on a phone app at the point.
And that's the thing that talks about, like, these dating things have been around for a long time. So, like, these dating websites and hookup apps sites, they've been around. But Facebook's been around, but it's that
on the
immediacy.
Phone.
It's the fact that it's, like, on your pocket, like, it's in your hand, and you can just constantly refresh. Like, there's folks who've, like, you know, been hanging out with, like, their family members or you know, how many times have you been, like, you know, on a date? Or you're, you know, there was a guy who was at a funeral and,
oh,
like,
shit.
He's at a friend's funeral and his friend's grandfather's funeral, and the little Grindr, I haven't used Grindr, but there's, like, a ding, like, a significant, like, Grindr ding that happens with it.
Auga!
No! I hope so. And everybody knew, and it just sort of, you know, it just sort of overtakes everyone's lives and livelihood.
It's totally, what is it, Pavlovian dog thing where the scientists made
what
the
you
dogs.
Call me?
No.
A Pablo Hoover, a hoe? You heard it.
Well, for those of you that don't know Pavlovian, and I'm probably saying it wrong, but his dogs, he trained his dogs to salivate, to expect a meal whenever a bell dinged. Oh. So it got to the point that when the bell dinged, they started to salivate. Mm. And it basically talks to our need of hearing and associating something else. I don't know about you, listeners, but you talking about this whole shit, I reached and touched my phone. That's how fucking brutal this shit
is. But that's what that's what I'm talking about. Like, it's not even just with these apps. I think, like, everyone, if you have a smartphone, like, we're all kind of... So, like, on average, people check their phones 150 times a day.
That's gross, but I believe it.
Yeah. And so Dr. Carson says, he says, you don't need to necessarily go to rehab, but he says you might want to wake up to the fact that you're less in charge of your obsessions with that little brick in your pocket than you think.
Exactly.
It's hijacking your brain.
It's so true.
Yes. So, and also just thinking about, like, you know, we've talked about this before with these, you know, dating apps, how the, also they're so quick to categorize and streamline people. Like, I've hooked up with a guy before who was like, I hooked up with him from a nightclub.
Yeah.
Right? And he was like, wow, I probably wouldn't have picked you up from, you know, Scruff or something.
What?
First of all, why'd you fucking tell me that?
Right.
Get out of my face.
Rude ass.
Get my face.
Like, fucking hold that to yourself,
but,
dude.
Like, it's like, and so, and I personally, like, I have been on these apps as a single man. Mm-hmm. I have been on these apps in an open relationship. Like, I don't, like, there's a little ding there, right?
Yeah.
I just personally, like, I just... There, I don't like these apps. Like, I personally, yeah. And I'm not yucking your yum. I think for some too. Like, I have a friend of mine. He met his boyfriend that they've been together for years through these apps. Like, some people, they may be socially awkward.
It's yeah, all the apps are good. I think what we're trying to say, or what the scientists are saying, is with
great power comes great responsibility,
and tone it down a notch.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, you know, so I have a little quiz for all y'all. Are you with all y'all? Including you. Are you addicted to your phone, to these apps, to the Facebook app, to the Grindr app, to the Tinder app, to the Candy Crush app?
No. So
are you...
Stop asking me to play Candy Crush with you on Facebook.
I am tired of those, Mom. I am tired of you sending me those notifications. You know, are you falling asleep next to your phone, jumping up at each notification? Mm-hmm. Specifically, there's, like, you know, talking to these, like, gay dating and hookup apps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, every time that you're going to a new city and location, just turning it on to see? Because there's a fascination. Who's around? Who's here? I've arrived. Checking out who's around.
Yeah.
Are you noticing that you've seen a lot of these same people before? You know, from your waiter to the bus driver? That maybe you've, like, sent them dick pics and you've traded dick pics with them. And you're just like, this person looks familiar. From the airport guy to the guy at H&M to that bouncer to the DJ to your Uber driver.
Nope.
You've seen all these dicks. are you on the toilet just checking who's next? Who's the next person?
Yeah. I have magazines in my bathroom because I think people need to unplug when they are taking a poo.
I think you should. And actually, that's been the leading cause to hemorrhoids in our generation, is because people are on the phone while they're on their phone and on the toilet at the same time. And so they're spending a longer amount on the toilet. Because they're checking, like, their apps instead of just pooping and going on. So don't read on the toilet.
Just poop.
Just poop. Get one of those stoop things. Those
The shitty
pots.
Yeah.
The shitty step pots. My other question. Were you checking your phone while you were listening to this podcast? Aneke.
I didn't, though.
While you were recording the podcast, you reached for it.
I did, because I was like, ooh, my phone.
Yeah, like, so here's, the doc has some recommendations for you to try.
Ooh, this is good.
In 1 week. So in 1 week, try these three things and see if you can do it. While you're driving, put your phone in the trunk and every time you drive for 1 week. So 1 week, try these.
What if you don't know where you're going?
So maybe you're doing it for, like, when you're going to work, which you know that.
Don't do this if you don't know where you're going.
Or, hey, in the 90s, we somehow got around where we needed to go.
That's true. We had maps. Nobody got no maps
anymore.
Write
on a post-it note. I used it all the time.
Yeah.
Put your phone in the trunk every time you drive. And if you're a passenger, keep it in your pocket and converse with the driver. Surprise!
Talking!
Weird. So try this for 1 week. Number two, eating. Leave the phone in another room when you're having a meal. Mm. So don't even, like, sometimes there's, like, you put it in your pocket. You'll be too tempted.
Yes.
I don't trust you.
Because you get don't phantom trust buzzes.
You're going to get phantom buzzes. So just put your phone away in a different room. Or if you're at a restaurant, leave it in your car.
Don't actually.
Or put it in your glove compartment.
Yeah, because you don't want the thing leave lighting up and then somebody, like, stealing
just
it.
Just put it on the windshield wiper. Just put it nearby the neighborhood cat. She'll guard it.
Meow. Yeah, put it in your glove compartment, though.
Or by the neighborhood cat.
She's always there.
She's always watching. Got nothing to do. That pussy
is bored.
Bored. That nobody likes anything less than a bored pussy.
Nobody likes a bored pussy.
A bored pussy will guard shit with its life.
And if you're a woman, put it in your vagina.
And it'll guard it.
And it will guard it with its life.
And you've been bored. And you know what? You'll get buzzed from the little Tinder.
Ooh.
Ooh, they're getting a Tinder, but they don't know. But my pussy does. Number three. Cracky's got nothing else to say.
You covered it.
Number three, sleeping. Turn your phone off completely 1 hour before bed and keep it off for 1 hour after you wake up.
But I use it as an alarm.
That should be a total of 10 hours per day. What you can do is put it in airplane mode.
Oh, smart. So it doesn't do anything, mm-hmm. But does the alarm go?
The alarm will still go off. So 1 hour before you go to bed, put it in airplane mode. Mm-hmm. And then once you wake up, keep it in airplane mode too. And I think it's actually a great idea.
That's
because
good.
How many times am I like jumbled by like the first things that I see? Allow yourself that 1 hour in the morning to free you time. Don't
I
check your email.
You know what?
Don't have any texts. Maybe go and meditate or something like that. You don't
that
need to do anything like that.
That is good.
Yes. I deleted my Facebook app. I don't have any of those dating online
apps. That's
why
apps. You didn't see the video I posted
I didn't
see
the video. But it actually has saved my life by not, because the constant gratification that refreshing.
I know. It's ridiculous. And it's usually something stupid because you know that you get notified where it's like, so-and-so like this baby picture of this other person that you don't know.
And you get tagged into it and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so give yourself this break. I think all of the social media stuff has great purposes. Mm-hmm. I think it's time to relegate it back.
Let's tone it down a notch.
Because these apps have been ruining like people's ability to even just date regularly.
Yes.
And have like, you know, long committed relationships and how those even work in those.
It's true because I mean, I'll admit that I'm guilty of it. I've been in the car multiple times and Andrew's been like, why are you on your fucking phone all the time? And I'm like, but I gotta see this. I gotta see that.
Yeah. I mean, how many times have you been like, if you're even just like watching a TV show, how many times do you talk? Like, can you even like leave your phone? Like, just watch the TV show.
I can't. So commercial breaks, maybe, I get bored, so
even,
I look at my phone.
Let's
it's
even
stupid.
Add this too. If you're watching a TV show, just put it down.
Yeah.
Put it off. Like,
put
if you're
it in another room.
If you're really, if it's a show that you're really like, I want to watch, just
like
put on
Quantico.
Yeah. If you're watching Quantico, put that shit on airplane mode. If you're watching Homeland, keep it on. In
hey,
fact,
I like Homeland.
Talk on the phone. Call your mom. It's a great time to do that while Homeland is on. I just don't like her.
Okay, you need to give me some credit.
She is in my Jennifer Hudson category.
Jennifer Hudson.
I love Jennifer Hudson.
Michelle Williams.
Love her.
And Claire Danes.
Boo.
You need to watch out.
Claire. Cry Danes. Cry Danes.
You know what, Claire Danes? I like you. You and me and Jennifer Hudson can go on a Waiting to Exhale road trip.
Good. I hope.
Where
I
we
hope,
let our scarves go in the wind breezes.
I hope she never exhales. Is that too much?
That is, damn.
You should exhale and let that scarf breeze. So to wrap up, these apps do have a purpose. You know,
did you say
not
crap up?
To wrap up. Oh, okay. But I maybe said that.
No.
You know, and like, here's the thing. Oh, and they were saying like how to tell if you're addicted. You know, if you can, you know, only do one or two, you have some dependence on these issues. Mm-hmm. You need to practice in moderation. Mm. If you can do all three, you are in charge for now. if you can't do any of these, that little casino has got you hooked. So addiction is addiction. You know, it's just another form, and we're still learning how these things are going to be impacting folks socially. And we can see it like the kids.
Yeah. Oh my God, those teenagers are addicted.
Mm-hmm. Apps absolutely have their purpose, but they're not the holy grail, folks. These apps and sites, they're nothing new. But, you know, remember, and also when you're on these apps, just a little side note, I've said this before, but remember, there is a person behind that torso.
Yes!
That picture. You know, they probably aren't what they actually look like in real life. That's the other thing. No one ever looks like their fucking
Nobody looks
pictures.
Like anybody. Like, everybody's been talking about how beautiful my profile picture is on Facebook, and I'm like, there are some filters. There is like about 10 other pictures that were taken to look that way. There is about 10 feet of fake hair attached to my head. Like, come on.
Yeah. So
Be nice to everybody.
Be nice to everybody. So just be careful with these apps as you're using them. Moderation is the key. Mm. And actually, like, I recommend for everybody, relegate, like, test your social media, you know, see if you can follow any of these steps, the four we recommended, because we added one about the TV show.
Right.
And Neke, stop texting and driving. When I text you when you're driving, don't you do it.
Why are you texting me when you know that I'm driving?
And why are you reading it when you know that you're driving?
Addiction. You're an enabler.
This actually entire... This episode is just an intervention for you.
And you're also enabler.
We're not even recording. This whole episode was just to catch you. Andrew, come out here, please.
Stop it. But I just have to say.
Yes.
Last time we were recording and I left and I went into my car and I began to drive, you texted me something sweet and nice. And I would feel like a dick if I didn't respond. But you know what? I'm going to say. James and I are now saying, if somebody texts you something sweet at night,
wait.
It can wait.
It can wait. It can wait.
Until you get home.
And they'll appreciate it because they'll be like, oh, they remembered. Or maybe you won't respond and you'll be like, fuck, I should have responded. But they'll know. It's okay. Sometimes you don't respond back.
Okay. That's good. You're giving permission because I felt like a dick. I was like, oh, that's so nice. No. And I wrote, oh, that's so nice. And then you're like, why are you talking?
How bad would I have felt if that lovely text message had been the thing to end a Neke story? I would have felt terrible. I'd have been like, never say something nice to anybody ever because they might die. So
I ain't going nowhere. I drive off that bridge. I know how to crack that window. I know how to inflate my pants.
Because of Homeland?
No, because of my survival shows that I watch on the Discovery Network.
Naked and Afraid.
Mm-hmm.
We should audition together.
Nope, I don't want to be naked or afraid.
With me?
I'll be afraid with you, but...
Not naked?
In the wilderness?
Why not? It's our
audition for the amazing race. We both would just be sitting there being, this sucks, I hate this way we're doing this.
I'd be like, get me out of here. Out of my face camera, I see you with that banana, give it to me. Give me them pants.
See?
Give me a kiss.
See? Meanwhile, totally, I'm just standing in the background.
And you know what? I would have hooked up on Naked and Afraid without the use of a dating app or a hookup app.
See, it's true. They ain't got no phones. Scruff. They just got a pot.
I'm just gonna fucking... You
know what? I have this theory about Naked and Afraid. I either will turn into a wild person where I'm tearing heads of lizards off with my mouth, or I would just sob forever.
Probably both at the same time.
Which is probably what would happen if somebody took my phone away.
You got a problem. Porn.
No, are you not? Are you recording?
I'll cut it.
Okay. Why did it also sound like... I like how you... Don't cut it. Because...
Porn. Da-da-da-da-da. Porn.
In the most unsexy way possible.
Wow. Yeah, that is a very...
That's the most unsexy
very
song.
Very unsexy way to is be somebody like, here comes start- porn. Be like, hey, Neke. Porn. Porn.
No, I'm not talking about porn, though.
Oh, I was confused.
I'm not talking about porn. So, okay.
That's a Neke's new hit single. I'm not talking about porn.
Bananas, eggplant.
Babies in a car.
Not porn.
Nuns and nurses, but not the sexy kind. Not porn.
This is a worst start of a corner ever.
Or the best. Let the audience decide.
Yeah, we'll let you decide. Should we start it this way from now on? Wild.
Okay, what are you really talking about?
Okay, so there was once, and still is, a social media, like a social kind of connecting network thing called Nextdoor.com.
But that's so weird because there was a website called NextdoorMail.com and NextdoorEbony.com and all like the Nextdoor boys.
Yeah, but if you take away the porn terms, then you just got Nextdoor.com.
True.
Which is not sexy.
Okay.
It's basically a way, so it's a way to connect your neighbors. Oh. So if you move into a town, you'll probably get an advertisement for it that's like, join Nextdoor to find out who lived in your neighborhood. So I did, because a lot of people did.
And this who's was there? And you're like, I found out who's next to me. I see you.
And I did not
like
it.
I see
like
you, Sally Jesse Raphael.
I did not like
get
it.
Get out of my face, Geraldo Rivera.
I'm about to tell you guys a story, because I was posting about this on Facebook because it was irritating me. So basically, I joined onto Nextdoor.com for my neighborhood.
Yes, you did.
And... there were some sweet things, like people would be like, oh, my tree of plums has a lot of plums, so come over if you want some plums. Or, oh, we're going to have a neighborhood watch meeting at this house, come over, blah, blah, blah.
Watch out for black people.
That's where I'm getting at. But before we get to that, I'm going to talk about some of the weird shit that popped up because it's just kind of fun to talk about weird shit.
Okay.
So, one of the things that people used to talk about were the cat colonies.
Colonies?
Yes.
Like there's a colony of cats?
Yeah, like 20 cats that live on my street and then 20 cats that live on another street and how people want to feed them. And now every time I pass by this one house, there's like 8 bulls out there and 20 cats just staring at me.
You mean there's just a pussy corner?
It's a not on a corner.
Of pussies?
It's a pussy middle of the street.
There's a pussy everywhere. I want to just run out in the middle of the street and they're just like, there's pussy everywhere. Everywhere I look, there's pussy. There's pussy on my car.
You know what I've learned today, James?
This is a very explicit episode.
You know what I've learned? Yes. I don't like that word.
You're the one that led the charge on it.
I have a hard time saying it. I can't even say it. I have an easier time saying vagina or giny. Not
I'm not
pussy.
Surprised because you're not probably a fan of moist, are you?
Ew, no.
Moist pussy is probably just like...
I like a moist cake.
I bet you do.
It's delicious.
What a moist pussy.
Gross.
I mean, that's a wet cat. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Still gross. Okay. Wet cats smell gross.
True. Dry your pussy. Dry your cat. Rated it in.
So, okay, that's one of the weird things that I was like, that's annoying. And then this other thing happened where a woman was trying to start a wine and craft night. And she was like, hey, who wants to do a wine and craft night at my house? And then another woman posted right underneath it and went, I don't like those things. Who wants to do a puzzle and water night? And then how will people join on the puzzle water night?
Wait a minute. These are all awful.
Yes.
First of all, wine and craft lady. Okay.
I like crafting and wine.
I'm going to kind of roll my eyes at you, and I'm glad there's a place for you to have your space.
We're not yucking your yum.
But then, like, water and puzzle, it sounds like she was trolling her.
It was the worst.
It almost seems like the onion.
She
like,
straight up was like, I like
drinking
those
water
things.
And doing puzzles. She yucked her yum.
She did. And then gave people an alternative to steer them away from wine and crafts.
And said she could have just been like, hey, how about one week we do wine and craft, and then one week we do water and puzzle.
Nobody would be showing up to that water and puzzle night unless you got some
Didn't
bubbles in that
like
water.
It? Oh, that's what I want to do. I don't like, you know what? I don't like none of those things. I want fondue and bubbles.
That
so come on
fun.
Over to my house
I'm
if you want to do
fondue and
bubbles. And
bubbles. Blowing bubbles, champagne, salsa water.
Done. That's party.
Yep.
What else is going on?
Okay, so I was getting mildly annoyed because of these things. And then I started noticing a little bit of the real dark underbelly shit.
Uh-oh, there's an underground.
Mm-hmm. Like, one guy, he noticed, he was like, there has been a van across the street that I've been watching in certain individuals, African-American, have been going in and out of this van. And I've been watching him with my binoculars for 3 days. It's like, come on, dude. Maybe your neighbor is parking there.
And maybe stop stalking people with your binoculars.
Exactly.
Go look at some goddamn birds.
Mm-hmm. And then, on top of that, I started noticing there was one guy who was like, African-American male, shady, sketchy, walked past my car a couple of times. Maybe he's out for a walk, motherfucker. Like, come on.
Totally possible, true.
And then, the final straw, I was in the Philippines last summer. On a vacay.
I remember. A vacay-kay.
Mm-hmm. And that's my nickname when I go on vacation.
A vacay-kiki.
Vacay-kay.
Vacay-kay-kiki.
Ooh, that's a lot, but I love it. So, we go, and I was addicted to my phone, checking it.
Yeah.
Looking at my Nextdoor app.
Why we had this intervention.
Looking at my Nextdoor app.
Which you're not even next door, but you're like, what's going on in my neighborhood?
Mm-hmm, because I kept getting messages. People were saying, they didn't know who I was, but they would say, so we had Andrew's brother was staying at the house and then he couldn't do it. So he asked our next door neighbor that we know who lives across the street to come check in on the house. Next door neighbor is African-American. People were writing, been watching this one house address. Who lives there? Because there was an African-American man walking around the house. The windows were open. What is going on? And in my head, I'm like, God damn, dude, that's your neighbor. Mm-hmm. You're scared of your black neighbor because they're black? Like, calm the fuck down. So I was looking into this, and I thought I had to get off of Nextdoor because it was a little too disheartening.
Totally.
It started to hurt my feelings, and I started looking at every single one of my neighbors being like, is that you, racist?
You racist, yeah.
And it turns out that Nextdoor had a problem.
Mm.
There were several articles written, one in the East Bay Express, others around because I guess next door is a local place, local company, but it is nationwide. And majority of people were reporting racial profiling on that site.
So it was really secretly just racialprofiling.com.
Exactly.
Another great example of how social media could be used as a great way for people who want to have water and puzzles and crafting nights together or competing events with on racist. The same night. What could have been like a great thing got turned into people just overly using it to be just paranoid weirdos and freaks.
Exactly. So I noticed today, after being off of it for a little under a year.
Congratulations.
Thank you very
much.
She's
1 year clean off of nextdoormail.com. Nikki loves that gay porn.
It's fun. So there is an article in Wired that was written recently by Margaret Rhodes. And basically, Nextdoor is doing something that a lot of other social media companies are refusing to do. They're actually flipping the script.
What?
They're trying to change this whole system.
Wow. How? Yeah.
So basically, just to kind of give you some lead up to it, 99% of Nextdoor's racial profiling is inadvertent. So nobody's actually going on there being like, I'm going to get those Negroes. They're like,
I'm noticing a person of color who scares me.
I have implicit bias. So Nextdoor was like, okay, well, we don't want to go out there and say like, okay, we're going to get out of here, racist people. But they did, they started researching it. They called 911 operators. They talked to the Oakland PD, which is, you know, whatever. But they talked to police officers.
Yeah.
They talked to different community search groups. In fact, they actually talked to the Oakland community kind of, what is it? Yeah, Oakland Advocacy Group Neighborhood for Radical Justice.
Okay.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And so basically, they redid their incident report system on the website to help combat this problem.
Awesome. How'd they do that? What did they...
So they went against the grain on what most tech companies do. So UX, that's basically the type of person who designs the interface of a website,
gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
So they went the opposite direction. Normally, people want it to be the easiest three clicks, you're out sort of thing.
Right.
They made it more complicated because they figured quantity is not equal or better than quality. So they rather have less incident reports, but more quality incident reports.
So you've got to like really want to report something. Not just like when you're going to like Yelp and you're like, my pizza was bad. Exactly. I hated that person who made my pizza. They burnt it. I think she had it in for me. I wish she was my girlfriend. I can't find her on Tinder. Come back to me. I'm addicted. I need help.
That turned quickly. And
exactly,
it always
that
does. Happens. It
because
always
I can do
quick.
That in one click.
Right?
So
just
they're
one
like,
text
we're gonna
box.
Edit this out.
We're gonna fix this because that's exactly how it was. Because initially the incident report was just a text box, just like whatever.
Whatever the fuck you want Yelp, in there.
Right? So they were like, okay, we need to fix this. So first they did, they have a thing where it goes, what are you posting about? And then you get to select which one you're posting about. And if you click suspicious activity because you're a Nancy Lookaloo, or maybe you actually do have some suspicious activity
maybe
you want to report.
Fill out a report.
You then click on the thing and then ask you to describe the incident in question. But here's when things start getting complicated.
Mm.
They notice if you start adding in way too many identifiers, like if you were like African-American, blackity black, 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 the thing stops you and goes, hey, man. No, save it for later. Just tell us what happened.
Oh,
which
wow.
is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you're prompted to another screen where you go and you describe the person who is of question. And then it makes sure that you don't use questions that are sensitive. Like, you're not just saying, like, oh, sketchy or whatever. You're actually using words that will help describe an individual who is out there prowling your neighborhood.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like you're not saying that they're a sensitive person.
No.
Oh, I think he's a sensitive soul who's stalking around. I'm like, that's cute.
So, it says, so far, it seems that the redesign is working. A blind study found that racial profiling on Nextdoor is down 75%.
Wonderful. That's a huge amount of percent.
Yeah.
Way to go, y'all.
But
Nextdoor has
hand,
made it so you can't racially profile.
On the other hand,
they found a way.
They have seen a 50% increase in abandonment. A lot of people initiating crime and safety reports aren't finishing them. But you know what? I feel like those people who aren't finishing them,
they're like, wait a minute, you know what? I guess I don't really need to report on this person who...
Mm-hmm.
I just actually... Maybe, you know, in the entire process, they get on there like, oh my God, there's a black or brown person across the street. And they have to go through all these things. And they're like, wait a minute. Maybe that's just Fox News and the media telling me that I'm, you know...
Being ridiculous.
Being ridiculous. Oh, wait, I have some bias and racism.
Exactly.
So really, next door is helping to fight racism.
Right. So I just wanted to put this out there for all the other social media people out there, Twitter, Yelp, people, Airbnb, who have problems with racial profiling, to maybe look at this model that Nextdoor has done. That, yeah, it makes it a little bit harder for people to actually add incident reports, but it gives you more quality. It takes out the racial profiling, and it makes those of us in the community who are brown will not feel alienated within our own neighborhood.
Yeah, help us black and brown folks. Especially because, you know what, also for those of you who work in the company on those ends, it's probably going to give you less bullshit reports to have to go through too.
Exactly.
So you're really just helping yourself.
It's so true. So I want to applaud Nextdoor for actually taking this. Like, they acknowledge that they had a problem and they actually set out to fix it.
But what are they doing to fix your neighborhood pussy problem? Is there a meeting? What report do I need to fill out for that?
I think the cats are meeting, because Andrew recently was walking her dog, went up a couple of blocks, and he said that he saw about 30 cats in the middle of the street just like swirling around each other, having a cat meeting.
He saw a pussy party.
He saw a pussy party.
He saw a neighborhood pussy party.
He saw a cat attack.
They're planning.
For Catter Day.
So be careful. It's going down, and there's nothing Nextdoor can do about it.
I hate it.
Well, coming up, we've got a Quizlet Corner for you.
All right, here we go.
Quizlet Corner. Anake checking her phone during Quizlet Corner. I'm going to call you out.
Last week, I accidentally edited out the Quizlet Corner song.
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all notice?
There was no song. It just happened. And Neket was like, they don't need to hear this song.
There's
no time for it.
I accidentally deleted it. It's my little mistake when I took the wheel.
Editing is hard.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it like 50 times, or what episode is this? 40 times.
A lot of times.
It's okay. It's a learning process. But anyways, we're here. Put the phone down. Put it down.
The phone has been
put away. We had your intervention already, young lady.
The phone has been put away.
Fantasy about the pussy party happening.
Gross and no.
With all the moist
cats, toilets, wet cats.
Toilets, I was going to say.
I don't want no moist toilet.
How old do you think I am?
I like a hand sanitizer.
But the combo together, lethal in a clean way.
But then susceptible to the worst type of germs.
Are you a doctor?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm Doctor of that booty.
Doctor Booty, thank you for your...
Pop a booty, pop that booty, pop a booty.
One of these is false.
I'm not ready.
You gotta get ready for this jelly.
This thing.
What would Beyonce do? She'd be ready.
She'd be controlling that shit, because she is type A.
Okay, so number one. So one of these is not true.
All right.
Leah Dunham accused NFL star Odell Beckham Jr. of ignoring her because he couldn't sexualize her. Could be true, could not. In that case, only you could see the face that she's given. It's not only a side eye, it's a side face.
I only posted about this on Facebook.
Well, listen, don't give the game away.
I didn't.
All right. Number two. Amy Schumer deleted a tweet insinuating men of color are more likely to harass women. Could be true. Could not be
true.
You're
hitting all my target points this week.
I know. Number three, Miss America will not be getting its first out Miss America contestant.
Aww.
Could be true. Could be false. And number four, several Pulse copycat shootings have been thwarted in several locations. Could be true. Could be false. One of these is not true. Aneke is so serious right now. Like, your face, it's just like, yes, James, I am ready. Okay, let's continue.
Miss America will be getting its first out contestant.
I am so proud of you. Aneke came to play today.
I am smart. I brought my bat and my glove. I'm here to hit it out of the park.
The first time you've won Quizlet Corner in weeks.
Yeah, it's true.
Don't give me that face. It's true. Last week you got a D.
Hey.
It was 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3 is not a D.
Do the math. It's 66%.
I don't like you.
I don't make the. I don't make. I didn't invent math in that game.
Yes, you did.
And I can't even grade on a curve because it's still. It's a C.
It's just me.
Yeah, you're bringing your own average down.
I grade on a curve. Dangerous curves ahead.
I thought you were going to see your titties.
No,
and your butt.
That's everything.
Okay, all right, let's go through these.
Yes.
Oh,
God.
So
here we go.
We can ping.
You ready?
Both. Yeah.
You ready
okay.
for this? I'm
Why don't you
listening?
Tag team both Leah Dunham and Amy Schumer together? Aneke, give it to us. What's going on with these ladies? Who are supposed to be, like, the voice of feminism.
They're not!
Okay, why?
Okay, so first of all, I want to define something.
Yes.
And I want to be very clear about this, because feminism, and this is one of the reasons why we have this podcast, is because intersectionality is very important.
Very true.
And I'm putting on my serious hat right now.
I know.
And I'm using my CNN voice
She's
right now.
She's on fire. Everybody back up.
Okay, so there's this one thing that a lot of people have been talking about, and it's called white feminism. And no, we're not looking down on white women. Of course not. No, we're not looking down on specific individuals. Well, yes, I will be in a minute. But white feminism basically means when feminists will only look at issues that affect white women and will inadvertently throw out terms and concepts and ideas and thoughts and words and horrible things that go against the rest of the community. The biggest example of this is Lena Dunham, who I have tried for so long to like because everybody and their damn mom likes her. And you know what? I have not liked her since Tiny Furniture, and I'm sorry.
And you know what? My mom doesn't like her because my mom doesn't even know who she is. So you can count me and my mom out of that.
Lucky. Lucky. Okay, so she's been known to do things that are quintessentially white feminists. For example, she talks about being the voices of a generation. She talks about, well, she doesn't, but whatever. She revels in it.
Well, I saw that. I've not seen Girls just specifically because I just knew that it was just a bunch of, you know, white girls. And hey, I'm glad you have a space and a voice, but
right.
I just know the problematic. It's problematic because I just know that it's going to be just a specific lens.
Exactly. And it's fine to have a specific lens, yeah. But to be so proud of and so indignant, instead of saying, oh, yeah, you know, I need to research this. What she did when people were saying, look, you film your thing in New York, but you have no minorities in
right.
it. She then took Donald Glover, had him guest star on it as a black Republican, who she basically yelled at the whole time. As being like, why is he Republican? That was her
answer. So then
answer
it's sort of like white explaining, white lady explaining, like a nice white lady explaining to a black man of why he shouldn't be a Republican.
Exactly. So, on that note, look it up. I'm probably not doing the best justice of explaining it, but she has a newsletter called Lenny, which is supposed to be a feminist newsletter where it's like feminists get a chat. So her and Amy Schumer was promoting her book, but Lena Dunham, she and Amy Schumer were talking about being at the Met Gala together, which is one privilege, but whatever, it's their experience, it's interesting.
Beyonce goes to the Met Gala too.
She does.
And
everybody...
that's when she had that fight, and that's when Solange threw down to Jay-Z in the elevator. What do you expect is going to happen when there's $1 million in the elevator? What do you expect is going to happen when there's $1 billion in the elevator? She sang that in her remix of I Woke Up Like This.
And that's how you address with class
controversy.
Some trash that you were involved in.
And the camera's got.
I love it. Okay, so Lena Dunham and Amy Schumer are talking about the Met Gala. And Lena Dunham started her typical thing about bagging on herself about being fat and dumpy. But she was using it in the context of black male sexuality, which is, one, a trope that's been around since slave days.
Mm-hmm.
First, she was talking about how she grinded on Michael B. Jordan. Two, which would be whatever if she said that, get your thing.
I
do
mean,
your
I
thing, girl.
I
want
to be grinded on Michael B. Jordan.
But it was a 1-2 punch because then she talks about how this one football player was sitting at the table next to her on his phone, addiction, but he was checking his phone and he didn't look at her and he didn't talk to her. She then attributed it to the fact that he must have thought that she was gross and ugly. She called herself a marshmallow. She called herself a dog. She called it all this stuff, which just makes me feel cringy about body types and celebrating yourself. And two, Dude don't care. He was looking at his phone. Don't try and sexualize him. And it goes back to that whole male sexuality where it's like, if he's not looking at her, he must not be interested in her sexually, which is not the truth. Maybe he didn't like Tiny Furniture. Maybe he thinks Girls is a stupid show. Maybe he just doesn't know who she is.
Maybe he was texting about something that had nothing to do with her.
Like, right.
It kind of makes me sad that, like, she... I kind of want to give her a hug because she should love herself a little bit more than that. That, like...
Right.
And why... Listen, there's guys who I was out dancing and they didn't talk to me and I wasn't just like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Because there were other ones who were.
Right. So it's like, one, give yourself some credit. Two, don't make a joke about how this one black man wasn't paying attention to you and how terrible he must be.
Do you think it's because they assume that all black men are hypersexualized?
Exactly. Mm. Well, I don't know if she, and I want to say that she doesn't think that explicitly.
Okay.
But that is implicit bias. That is a perception that people will come to because of that's how society has painted it. And that is why that's white feminism, because saying that about black men therefore reinstates how people then think about black women.
Mm, mm-hmm.
So, Lena Dunham, check yourself.
Okay. Wow. Well, that was just the first one. Just to touch on a little bit to give you guys about. So Amy Schumer had, in defense of this whole entire Lena Dunham thing,
right.
Amy Schumer had tweeted something. Oh, yeah. So Paulo L. Dos Santos, he tweeted, Lena Dunham, Amy Schumer refused to see that misogyny among men of color, while hideously prevalent, is no more so than among white men.
Mm-hmm.
And then Amy Schumer tweeted, how would you know statistically who is hollering at you in the street more, pa?
Nope.
And she eventually deleted. So then that tweet only got like one retweet and like two likes. And then she,
because people were like, gross.
She eventually like deleted it. And like, I've been, you know, I'm glad that Amy Schumer has a show, and I'm always waving the flag for ladies in comedy.
I support her, but you know what? She does not support me.
Because here's the thing. I remember I was watching her, there's this female stand-up comedy, like four women.
Yeah.
Called Women Who Kill.
It's right, on Netflix. I saw that.
And I had to like, I was watching all but one of them. I think I'm the black one. All but one made some sort of horribly racist joke about
right.
some group of people.
Right.
Amy Schumer specifically made some sort of joke about Hispanic guys and rape.
She always does that.
And then she said something about like, oh, I get Jungle Fever. I love black and white movies.
I hate her. No, okay. I like
She's
her stuff.
She's got some good funny moments.
She does.
But I just think
she
like...
She needs to check herself.
I think if you're going to lead the charge on... What we're saying and the reason why this podcast exists is that if you're going to by leading the charge on all of our issues are so interconnected.
Right.
And so...
And I don't hate Amy Schumer.
You're just upset.
I get frustrated because it's so insensitive. It's like they have the privilege to not care how other people feel because mm-hmm. when you are the majority, you get to rise above it and not give a shit.
True.
And you get to be fine. And yeah. you get to have your fucking Judd Apatow movie. Who has he funded who's been black? Who has he funded who's been Latino? Who has he funded that's been Asian? Get out of my face.
Out of my face. So, out of my face. And then people get look crazy at us when we say that we've not seen, you know, Woody Allen movie. And then I got to ask them, how many, you know, Spike Lee movies have you seen in your life?
Exactly.
You know?
But that's only made for black people. No, fuck you.
But why is it automatically assumed that I'm going to watch these other, you know, white classics? Because they're the ones that are considered normalized.
And, right.
Yeah. Which, by the way, we need to set a date to go see When the Bow Breaks.
I'm excited.
For our annual September black cinema.
That's right.
Yeah. Then, yeah, so Miss America will be getting its first. This is the one that was false. This one, it's not true. Miss America is going to actually be having its first out Miss America contestant.
Which state?
Erin O'Flaherty of Missouri.
Oh, you go Missouri?
Yeah, Missouri, you're doing it out. And then I just touch on this. There were several Pulse copycat shootings that have been thwarted by all over the world. Mm-hmm. One in Barcelona.
Oh, my God.
He had, like, posted all over his Twitter account. There were two that there was social media account that he was going to do it. Stupid. But I'm glad you did it.
I'm glad you posted that because we stopped you.
There are two unnamed men who were deported from France back to Morocco who were planning an attack in the name of ISIS in France. Mm. There was that guy who I mentioned like a few weeks ago at the Happy Fun Hideaway in Brooklyn, and he threatened to come back and shoot it up Orlando style.
Ugh.
He's facing charges of aggravated assault. There were instances that were going to happen at NYU Monster Ball Boxers in NYC, there were some threats that got stopped there.
Oh, my God.
This one guy, Craig Jungworth, publicized that during Labor Day he was going to do a huge attack that was going to make Pulse look like nothing.
Ugh.
He said, it's time to clean up Wilton Manors from all your AIDS-infected losers.
Oh, my God.
He's now in custody.
Good.
I like to bring this up because I just, you know, I was out dancing and doing my thing. My,
right.
Doing my shirtless dancing thing. And
yes.
With all the boys.
Do it.
Sort of stuff.
Yes.
But there was a thought while I was doing this. I was like, you know, you just,
scary.
It sucks. Like that, like, same thing, like, when I look at sitting in a movie theater, that place is take like, there's, I never sit in a movie theater and don't think, like,
oh.
It always comes in. When I'm at school.
Yeah.
Or now I'm at, like, a nightclub and, like,
right.
You know, I never used to ever think that I would get shot up at a gay nightclub.
Also,
now that thought is in my head.
Can I tie the two together?
Yeah.
Because Amy Schumer, in the same article, was talking about the shooting that happened while train wreck happened, and she was quoted in saying, it was two sweet angels. It's always two sweet angels, never a toothless crackhead.
Ew.
Let's watch what we say.
You gotta check her. I'm
Let's
sorry.
Watch what
hey,
we say.
Schumer, come on to the show. I'd love to have you talk, and
we'll
we'd love
nice
to have
you.
Yeah, we'll have those have an open dialogue. I think
yeah.
Right now we're upset because you don't, I'm speaking specifically to you, Amy Schumer. You're not, I know you're listening, specifically to you. You don't seem to be hearing the larger conversation. Gotta side-eye your heroes, folks out
you
there.
You gotta side-eye your heroes.
She does some great stuff, but there's also a lot of room where she can say to stand to grow.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
We
to,
all can stand to grow.
It's possible to be funny without being horrifically racist.
Yeah, and it's so true. And I'm glad that you bring up, going back to the copycat Pulse shootings, or thwarted attempts, thank God. We need to not forget. These things happen, and then they just float back into the ether, and then that's when shit happens again.
Mm-hmm.
So if we remember, we honor, and then we also protect.
We also still just need to be doing some stuff. Congress just went back to work, so, and they haven't done anything in their first day already. So we just need to, like, what are we still actively doing to ensure that these shootings are not going to happen anymore? We just kind of need to stay on it. Because there's got to be another one. It's a matter of time. It's, you know, been, you know, a month since I've heard of another mass shooting. So
right.
Here comes another one.
And
so,
then also, we can prevent it. Like, I'm glad that you mentioned Congress. Because everybody's talking about the election with Trump and Hillary. It's called, who's your congressman?
Mm-hmm.
Who's
Call
your representative?
Up. Write him a letter.
What's the legislation going down?
Yeah. On a positive note to end on, the last survivor of the Orlando shooting massacre has now, he's been released from the hospital.
Oh.
So, and Sia released a new song and music video in honor of Pulse called The Greatest. It's featuring Kendrick Lamar.
Mm.
I watched it. It's really intense. It's that same little girl dancing, but there's, like, more people dancing, and she's crying rainbows, and
my God.
It's fucking intense. So,
Maddie Ziegler?
I really hope she just keeps, I hope, like, for the next 5 years, we just watch her just dance in these videos.
I love it for Sia. She's great.
All right, well, thanks for playing Quizlet.
Thank you, I won.
You did this time, but there will be others.
Little did I know, if I not get one right, I'll get a D.
Don't fuck it up.
I'm Jesse Thorne, and I'm curious about Jonathan Van Ness and his show, Getting Curious. How do you pick something that's going to be on Getting Curious?
My only prerequisite is that I actually need to be curious about it.
It seems like there is really no question that you won't ask.
That is correct. I'm a fearless Katie Couric in that way.
Getting Curious, the show about everything. Download it wherever you get podcasts.
And if the Martha Stewart of Max Fun tells you to download a podcast, you just got to do it.
Hey, Anneke, before we go, can I give some sex tips before we wrap it up?
I like it.
Speaking
and wrap
of,
it up.
Yes. So The Who has announced that chlamydia is getting very clever and harder to treat.
The Who as in, like...
Not the band.
Okay.
I mean the World Health Organization, because that would be really awesome if The Who was like, everybody listen up, chlamydia is getting out of control. that's not what I mean.
Okay.
About 1 million people sexually transmit an infection every day around the world. Totally happens. Yeah. So we just need to make sure that we're doing our things.
Protect your bits.
She's very passionate about that. And specifically, chlamydia and gonorrhea and syphilis are developing increasing resistance to antibacterial drugs. They think it's in part because doctors are prescribing them too much and patients aren't taking them correctly.
Y'all don't want syphilis, you go crazy.
Listen, when your doctor gives you your drugs or like your pills, there's like a, you have to take whatever he tells you for how many days you take them. Take them. Don't stop.
Don't be lazy.
Don't be lazy.
You don't want your dick to fall off.
And if they're telling you, like, for 5 days, don't have sex, they mean it. Or if it's 2 weeks, don't do it.
Sit on some ice.
But you know what it is? They're addicted to their phones, yeah, and they get on their hookups. It's a full circle. Full circle. Y'all addicted.
Take a break if your private parts are sick.
Rest it up, because that app is probably the reason why you're getting sick, your dick, right, is sick, or your vagina is drippy.
Has a little cold.
If
you have a little cold and a sniffle, damn sure you take the day off of work.
Take the day off. So yeah, like, you need to take the week off from sex. It's the same thing. So Queerty has some tips, mainly for those of you who are going back to school, but I think they all apply to all of us. Mm. And Nekka, you went back to school too, so you need to listen up. But you and you guys need to listen up. Step number one, remember, sex is meant to be fun.
Okay, that's
It's an
good.
Opportunity to unleash your inner pervert, unleash some steam, and, you know, after a mentally exhausting study session.
Yeah.
And this goes for any of us who, if you're working, you know, I think just in general, sometimes sex can get a little too serious.
Yeah, if it's not fun, don't.
What are you doing?
Come on.
Let's have fun, y'all.
Yeah.
You know, and don't be a fool, wrap up your tool.
Oh, I like that. That's cute.
So sexually active young people demonstrate an increased risk for contracting STIs compared to adults. And, you know, this probably increases if you're a homeless youth, if you're a youth of color, and fuck, if you're a homeless youth of color.
Wrap it up!
Yeah. and so about 66% in 2004, 66% of all reported chlamydia cases in the U.S. were from patients under 25. So like Aneka says, wrap it up. And you know what? Your college is giving you free condoms. The bar is giving you free condoms. There's free condoms everywhere.
And even if they're not free, they're not that expensive.
They're not. And remember to get tested. Oops, sorry. Remember to get tested every 6 months. And here's the other thing that I want to throw out there. And this is what I learned from my therapist, is that if you are waiting to ask someone what their last STI test was or when it was, if you're laying in the bed with them,
okay,
it's too late.
Too late.
You need to ask before you even leave. Case in point, I was at a dance party, mm-hmm, and I felt so awesome and sexy and responsible because, mm-hmm, I was making out with this guy and I was, mm-hmm, dancing with him, mm-hmm, and I said, hey, when was your last test? And we had it right there on the dance floor, and it felt so hot and so sexy and so, mm-hmm, responsible to get all the information right there. So just get it out. It's like, it's what you need to know.
It's not embarrassing.
It's not. And
don't
the more you do it and get in the practice of it, it's just better. So just have, yes, it as part of your dialogue, and that way you just know what you're both going into and you can make a smart decision. Because if you're waiting until you go like in bed with them, it's too late. You're not going
to
stop.
And it's true. And speaking to all those shy little ladies and shy little men out there, if you're embarrassed about buying condoms, ain't nobody care.
Mm-mm. Or even asking about STIs.
Ain't nobody care.
No.
And if somebody is a dick to you about asking what their STI is,
you don't want to fuck
don't
them
have
anyways.
Sex with them.
Fuck them. Wait, no, don't. Don't fuck
don't.
Them. Do not.
Stop it. Full stop. And if you're one of those dicks that won't tell people what your STI status is,
go fuck yourself, because you shouldn't be fucking anybody.
You need
anybody.
To just be masturbating.
Just be masturbating. just masturbate. Watch porn. Number three, exercise discretion with those naughty photos, y'all. The internet has a very long memory. So be smart about who you're sending those photos to, because that shit can end up all over the place and anywhere.
It's very true.
Just remember, for you college kids, you're probably not going to marry your college boyfriend.
If you do, awesome. More power to you.
And even just for those of us who are not in college, you know, if you're hooking up with someone, you know, just take it step by step. Don't
be like
this. You know what? This person, I just had sex with them. I'm going to fucking marry them.
No. Just pump that brake.
Listen, you also need to live your own life and live your own dreams and have your own thing. And don't be addicted to your phone waiting for them to fucking text.
I love this.
Put it away. Just live your life. Be your own sun, as Sandra Rhimes says.
Ooh, I love this. I feel like this is very, we're like very hip in MTV right now.
Me too. We're kind of giving everybody all these tips.
Yeah.
Like, you know, college. And lastly, just because everyone else is hooking up doesn't mean you have to as well, everybody.
It's true.
We are very much like sex here. Let's talk about sex, baby. You and
just
me.
Just go and listen to our asexual
episode. Oh, yeah.
If you're asexual, that's great. Listen, enjoy yourself.
And it comes in, you know, comes in realms and rhymes and reasons. And sometimes you don't feel like, you know, having sex. And just because everyone else is having sex
doesn't mean you don't want to.
There was a recent study that found that young adults are actually less sexually active than ever before.
They're just tired, y'all.
15%, or maybe they're just addicted to their phones. That's probably it. 15% of 20 to 24-year-olds reported having no sexual partners since turning 18, compared to 6% of Gen Xers when they were in their 20s. You know what it probably is?
Reality bites.
They don't know how to have sex because they're too busy texting, and they're just like, I don't know what to do with my dick. And she's like, what does this vagina do?
Nope.
And
they're just confused. I'm just going to tell you, no.
Is that what they're... Okay. Well, anyways, you know, do it when you want to, when you're ready, and just make sure you're having the right conversations, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I really think these STIs, if we said STI test day, everybody go to the doctor tomorrow. Everybody go, and then if you have, then you'll get your test result.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you got, you know, the chlamydia or whatnot,
take your pills.
Take your pill, and then guess what? We then get rid of it.
Then it's gone.
We could get rid of these diseases.
It's easy.
These infections.
Well, some of them.
The STIs, we could.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All okay, the STIs, yeah. We can get rid of them tomorrow if we want to. So.
Well, wait, are herpes an STI?
Well, that one, herpes, that ain't going nowhere.
See, that's
everyone's
going
to get the herp.
I don't got no herp.
You got a cold sore?
No.
Oh, good for you.
I know.
Come kiss me. Anyways, I wanted to wrap up the episode with some sex tips.
I love it.
Are going back to school. You're back in school, so I need you to know what's going on with the kids.
I'm just going to show up to the library in a condom skirt and just twirl and everybody take one.
Ah, it's like a scene out of Willy Wonka or something.
It's just me walking around the library handing out.
Can I tell you about the story before we wrap up?
Yes.
Gene Wilder, did you hear about this?
I love him.
So Gene Wilder passed.
Yes.
And there was an interview I read where Gene Wilder, like, you know, when Willy Wonka, it was his idea. He said, I'll do Willy Wonka.
Yes.
If and only if, when I walk out, when they see me from the chocolate factory for the first time,
yeah,
and they see me in a cane,
mm-hmm,
and then I'm going to trip and fall and then do a somersault.
Oh.
That was all his idea.
Oh, my God. Iconic scene.
And they were like, why? And he's like, because that way, for the rest of the film, they'll never know if I was lying or telling the truth.
And it's so true.
Because the entire movie, you just never know. And you still never know.
Genius.
Isn't that smart?
Genius.
Yeah. Well, and also I just would like to throw this episode, a really good friend of mine, Jason Eberson, passed away recently, and I just wanted to give a shout out to him. This man was like my big brother on the cruise ships. I love you, big guy. You're a voice of an angel, and now we all have this wonderful, beautiful, loving angel looking out for all of us. So
that was really nice.
To dedicate this episode to him.
I like that. What's his name again so everybody can hear
Jason it? Eberson, also known as the Big One.
I love it.
He was loved by so many all around the world. He worked on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines for a number of years, and he made my cruise life experience.
That's amazing.
And I owe him so much, and I'm so sad he's gone, but I know that he is watching over all of us, and he's everywhere in the trees and the sun and the... And every note you hear.
Nice. Love your loved ones. Hold them tight. Tell them that you love them.
Life is short, so spread as much love as you possibly can.
Not STIs.
Not STIs. First, get those checked out. Get them cured. And then continue to spread all kinds of love and all the different forms that it comes in.
I love it.
But all the more reason I think life is so short that, you know, our daily stresses that we have, are they really, you know, think about
that. Yeah. Shake it off. Why are you spending your life on your phone?
Exactly. Get off of your phone and get on to the friend.
Get into my car. Do, do, do. I don't know the rest.
I was like, wondering where you were going with it. But this is Friday, so remember, everybody, be fabulous on this very Friday.
Hashtag Be Fabulous Friday.
And we'll see you next week.
Wait, we also need to talk about...
I'm already done. You do this.
Okay. Minority Corner on Twitter. Tweet us.
After we're like, get off your
go
phone.
Go on Facebook, on your computer. An hour before you go to bed, write us, send us emails at minoritycornerwithak@gmail.com. Spread the word. We love all you guys who are listening to us, who are still liking James's post about my surgery. Thank you. You guys are turning into awesome fans.
And come see Disastrous if you're in San Francisco. Go to sfoasis.com for tickets.
I'll be there on Saturday.
Yeah, you can meet us.
I'm going to be wearing a big, giant hat.
She's going to be wasted. But she won't be falling down.
Nope, because I know how to hold my shit.
Get it, girl.
Attention. Attention, Europe. This fall, Maximum Fun is bringing a bunch of your favorite podcasters to London. Catch Judge John Hodgman, International Waters, and Bullseye all recording live episodes at the London Podcast Festival. We'll have fan meetups and we'll be joined on stage by a glittering array of celebrity guests. The London Podcast Festival runs September 22nd through 26th, and you can buy your tickets right now. Just go to MaximumFun.org.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.